Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Mac Morey with you as well. 96.5 The Fan, home for Kansas City sports. Damn glad to have you. Looks a little muggy. Looks like there could be some storms moving in here shortly, but that's okay. That means Mac will have a really nice nap today.
How does that differ from any other day?
Well, I think you sleep easier in a storm, especially in the middle afternoon with the luxuriousness of being able to do that.
Yeah, probably so.
So he doesn't have a hot corner, but Mac might have somebody that does have a little bit of a hot corner on a Tuesday.
I do. Absolutely, I do. It's Stephen A. Smith again.
Again, was he late to his solitaire tournament?
His phone was charged last night. Everyone made sure of it. He had his phone. It was good to go.
Why do we need to see a Stephen A. Smith walk-in video, by the way? I mean, like, why does that need to be out there? Are people waiting for Stephen A. Smith to arrive at the game and do a... Like, I don't like the walk-in videos. I really do think they're lame. I do.
Even for the players and stuff?
Yeah, for all of it. I think it's ridiculous. Gotcha. But whatever, that's just my opinion. It is really ridiculous for Stephen A. Smith to be walking in.
The walk-in video, and you can tell he loves it, right?
Well, he's walking slow.
You think?
Oh, yeah, he loves it. He's got that stoic look. God. He's looking at the camera. He's
walking
a little slower.
He knows it's there. It's all planned.
I just want to have somebody come to him like, you are not a player.
Nope.
It's like in Toy Story. You are a child's plaything.
Yes.
That's right.
A toy. They said he walked in like he was ready to go play some serious solitaire on Brick Center. Oh, it was so good. I couldn't stop. I was like, this is fantastic.
I mean, that dude's strutting in last night. I'm like, we never see Nance do that. We never see Romo. We don't see.
Imagine Jim Nance.
Like, what broadcaster do you want to truly see walking into?
Well, Max saw it. It was Rob Gronkowski.
Oh, that's a good one. We did see those guys. Now, quite honestly, they were by themselves except for one hired goon that was following them around.
Yo,
get out of the way! We got Rob Gronkowski, and Gronk's like, you do? Where? Where's Rob? And like, he didn't even realize it was himself, you know?
To get out of my own way.
But if they did broadcaster walk-ins, who do you want to see strutting in? Like, can you see Denny doing the walk-in?
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Like, we need to start doing this kind of stuff. Denny's arrival every day at Kauffman Stadium as we celebrate him getting married and whatnot, right? Like, we need to do that. Or LeFevre kind of walking into the... Or Mitch walking
in. With a smoke machine and like red confetti coming down or something.
Yeah, like, yes, we should do something like that. Or, you know, Tom Brady walking into these games right now with whoever partner he's with. And so there's a lot of opportunities to do this kind of stuff. Dick Vitale needs a walk-in, by God.
816 says Kevin Harlan. I like that.
Kevin would be great.
That'd be a fun one. But yeah, Stephen A. Smith last night, obviously all the solitaire jokes and the walk-up video. Tough Tuesday already, hot corner. But then, you know, when it rains, it pours. And of course, I don't want to, you know, we speak for a living. Sometimes it's hard. You don't always say the right thing, or you can't speak eloquently. You stumble over your words. We all do it, but
daily.
Yes, every day. But man, this was rough for Stephen A. right here.
Halliburton has looked awful, and I'm glad he's injured. I'm not saying I'm glad he's injured, but I'm glad we got that as the rationale.
It's like, after the Tyrese Halliburton hate that he's already
had. He corrected himself, though.
Yeah, he corrected himself right away. I'm giving him a pass.
I'll give him a pass. That's fine. Yeah. It's just when it rains, it pours. People are going on hard on him for that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
right.
But he's saying, I'm glad he's injured and he's just not being a loaf.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. And that's what he's saying. Like, I'm glad we have a reason. We know why He's the first All-NBA player since 1958 to not score a field goal in an NBA Finals game, crazy. Right? And then they show the picture of that guy who's wearing a belt in his pants. So that's how old that picture is. Like, if you see an NBA player wearing a belt, you know this guy's ancient, right? Yes. Like ancient, like Maloney's age type stuff, right? And so this guy's got his belt on, and he's got one of those horrible poses, you know, from back in the 50s and whatnot.
Man, basketball.
Exactly. Like, that's the last guy who didn't have any field goals in a situation like this. So I'm not on Stephen A. Smith at all for that one. That was I'm glad he's injured because he's not out there being a loaf. He's not out there playing half-ass. We know the guy is hurt, and you can justify it instead of going, what's wrong with this guy?
Bob, who for you?
Yeah, give me a Denny Matthews walk-in.
That's good.
That's what I'm saying.
Rex Hudler.
Yeah. Hud
Mike would be
Tirico.
Good.
Mike
Collinsworth slides in. He's kind of got his thing, you know.
Or give me like a Gus Johnson. He's like, I'm coming in down the sideline.
That would be so much fun. But you know who would embrace the walk-in more than anybody, and nobody would want it, right?
Mm.
Jack Collinsworth.
Oh. never mind. I don't want to do it. Jack ruined it.
You know that guy.
I'd rather hang out with the guy that hates garages than hang out with Jack Collins.
Yeah, right. Yeah, hanging out with the guy's neighbor who's complaining about trash in his yard as opposed to Collinsworth.
Dad, is it cool if I go over to Dusty's house and then I'll give you the stats afterwards? No, not at all.
Bob, yeah. For me, and it's not because of me, but I feel like it is for a lot of people. JJ now on the hot corner to make a move. Everybody wants a move, right? Everybody's make a move, do something. And so I think JJ right now is that guy that a lot of people in Kansas City are saying, let's go, man. You better make a move before we get to the before we get past the trade deadline. So I think it's JJ a little bit on the hot corner for some Royals fans to go out there and get something done to make this team better. However, you can only do as much as other teams are going to allow you to do.
I'm going to take a sarcastic approach to this. Aaron Judge.
Uh-oh.
Dude, hot corner. He's only hitting .377 now.
Trash.
Yeah. Man, you got to get rid of that guy.
He went 1-for-10 versus his rival in the Boston Red Sox, striking out 9 times. Maybe he's coming back down more to normalcy. That guy's .400 bet. It's done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
the MVP bet, though, it's still done.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge, tough week. He'll be that stud. He'll be the MVP. He'll hit 55 home runs, and he'll have, you know, 125 RBI, and he'll hit .350 maybe. But man, what a tough stretch. Last night, 1-for-3 as well.
Yeah.
And again, Ron Washington playing homage to the whole thing. Judge comes up, man at second, top of the 10th inning, .400.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No way.
That's a brilliant move. Why?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't pitch to him.
Anybody who doesn't do that is a fool as a manager. Yeah, I'm not letting this guy. It's the 10th. We got a ghost runner on. Why would I let Aaron Judge beat me in that situation?
Exactly.
No chance. Walk his ass. Make somebody else do it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.